mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuning in today or tonight or tomorrow, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. I want to say hi to all the listeners across the United States and the rest of the planet, and that includes all the ships at sea and the aircraft in the air. That's right, we've got airline pilots listening to the broadcast. They routinely email me. I want to say hi to everybody and thank you for joining us. Well, it's coming up on 6 full days this afternoon since they pulled the feeding tube of Terry Schindler, known as Terry Schiavo. And I had thought that a couple of years ago when they pulled the tube it was for 8 days. I've since been told that it was only for 6.5, maybe 7. And a lot of people die after 6 or 7 days of no water. But she's been abused so long and been through this several other times before that she's gotten, it seems, some resistance to it. But she will die. She will succumb in the next 4 or 5 days, if not in the next few hours. You just don't know once you get to this point. You take a healthy person who's in really good shape and you take food and water away, especially water, for 4 or 5 days, people die. It's kind of unusual, but that's how the body works. And if you're in really bad shape and been in that position for a long time, your body learns to cope with it. But I hope the pro-death crowd is really, well, proud of themselves. So we'll get into the latest developments on Terry Schindler. Sergeant Matthew is going to be joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. Sergeant Matthew Tartaglia, U.S. Search and Rescue Task Force, Critical Incident Stress Management Counselor and Debriefer. He was at Ground Zero day one, could not wear a mask at sight because he had to talk. Now he has been super sick for 3 years, respiratory problems, teeth falling out. Many of the members of his team have died. He won 2 gubernatorial awards for his work at Ground Zero. And they admit that he and his team breathed masses of asbestos, but Bush blocked the funding for the firefighters, rescue workers, and police to get any medical treatment. And that's right, you got to pay for it yourself. So when he was done with his photo op crying at Ground Zero with the fire chief, he left those people and left them behind. But I guess in a world of illusion, where illusion is king, I guess it's better that he smiled at them instead of taking care of them. If he had not gone and done the tertiary surface thing, they probably would have hated him, even if he would have actually given them medical treatment. But by doing the con artistly thing, inventing words now, con artistly, con man type thing, he is loved. It's like, don't really care about the troops when they're in Iraq. Say you care about them, put a ribbon on your car, fly a plastic Chinese flag, a flag made by slaves, a desecrated American flag, and don't care about the troops deep down. Just resign them over to his lordship and the corrupt government. The Lord Bush and this whole corrupt system, the pack of Democrats that are for the war as well. But this gentleman we're going to be talking to, Tartaglia, he's not just going to be talking about his health problems. He'll be talking about what they witnessed at Ground Zero, what it has to do with government involvement and prior knowledge. We'll also talk about the latest developments. There's been some big new developments with the Forced Psychological Testing, Forced Drugging Initiative, New Freedom. So that's coming up as well. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but a couple days ago, right after we had the latest tragic mass school shooting, this time at an Indian reservation public school, I said in every other case of a woman drowning, five of her children, or a woman sawing her newborn baby's arms off, or of somebody going in and shooting their grandparents or their parents, or Harris and Kleibold going in, the mass shooters, snipers up in the Maryland-Virginia area, Larry Ashbrook, who shot up the Baptist youth meeting in Fort Worth. I mean, every time, I haven't found a case, unless it's gangland, you know, turf wars, which is the majority of the shootings, but out of all of these senseless random killings, where you have people just going into a grocery store or going into a public school or going into a factory and shooting people, I mean, in every case, it's scores of them. Every time, a week later, it comes out that they were on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SSRIs. And here is the San Francisco Chronicle today, And now they're admitting that, okay, he was on Prozac. The clues were all there. School shooter depicted as deeply disturbed, ignored teen. And then they go into the article to admit that he was on Prozac. Now, the argument of the pro-drug forces is that, well, it's because they're already mentally ill or depressed. That's why we put them on the drugs. So it's not the fault of the drug. It's that we just have a pool of people that are depressed, and we've rightfully identified them as having problems, and so we put them on drugs to help them, and alas, the drugs didn't get to them soon enough. Well, I think in, what, the last year or so, I've seen, it's got to be 10 different studies. It's a whole bunch of them. The last month, there's been two of them. It's got to be more than 10. It's a whole bunch of major university studies, private studies, where they'll give Luvox, where they'll give Prozac, they'll give the entire family of these SSRIs to people who are, quote, depressed or angry or you know, having schizoid delusions. And they found statistically that the Prozac type drugs actually make them more violent, more suicidal, worse. So in these studies they've been doing, they actually take the pools of people who already have problems, and they give them a sugar pill. They give one control group, and it looks like a Prozac pill, looks like the pill in question. They give them a sugar pill, and it has a better effect. They actually get better off the placebo, mind over matter, than they do off of the real Prozac. But they don't just get better with sugar, and then they don't get as better on Prozac. No, they get worse on Prozac. And then you take something like St. John's Wort. Several big studies out on this in the last few months. And they've done them in Europe, they've done them here in the U.S., two different studies, same results, almost identical, in double-blind studies. You give somebody St. John's Wort who's depressed, particularly with the different types of real depression that are associated with low light levels that people get during the dark of winter. You know, there are real problems out there that, hey, you need to be outside more, or need to buy a happy light. Those, by the way, really work. You put them in your house, they generate kind of a type of sunlight. The point is, I'm digressing. They gave them St. John's Wort versus serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and St. John's Wort in the double-blind studies was three times more effective than the Prozac class of drugs. Now, I'm not saying run out and take St. John's Wort. By and large, I don't think drugs are very good unless you've got a really bad sore throat or having trouble doing your radio broadcast. You've got to pop a couple Tylenol. Tylenol's not really good for your liver, and who knows what other effects it has, but, you know, you got to do it, you got to do it. I got a big old cup of coffee right here in front of me, which is a very serious drug and has some health benefits and some health problems. But certainly, if you've got a depressed teenager and getting them in sports or getting them to, you know, go out and join a paintball team, I mean, normally competitive stuff will get a kid out of depression from the studies I've seen and just common sense. Oh, try putting them on St. John's Wort before you go put them on Prozac. I mean, certainly don't ever put them on Prozac. Back in the 1980s, they had the trials of Prozac. And, I mean, I knew this 10 years ago when I first got on the air, so it must not be a secret. It's just now starting to come out in the last year, where most Americans have now heard about it. But in their own trials of Prozac, you know, the big forerunner and still the preeminent drug of choice of the different combinations of these fluoride-based pills, fluoride molecules type derivatives, they had the studies back in the early 80s, and they covered it up. They knew that you took depressed people and you put them on this, large percentage of them, a sizable minority, has psychotic breaks. I mean, I've talked to so many psychologists and psychiatrists on this radio broadcast. I've talked to so many police. I've talked to so many experts who've seen it. You pull up to a house and a woman's dancing naked on top of the roof with two butcher knives, stabbing herself. The cops know they're going to find a Prozac bottle or a Luvox bottle in her medicine cabinet. Cops pull up and the baby's got its arms cut off. Cops know they're going to find a Prozac bottle. I mean, it folks, psychotropics are a major branch coming out of the hallucinogen tree. They are classified as hallucinogenic. You ever been daydreaming? You ever been looking out the window? I remember doing this in school when people were reading their reports. And you're looking out the window and you catch yourself kind of in la-la land and 10 minutes has passed. That's the exact same brainwaves that these Prozac-type drugs put you into. And so, yeah, for most people, you take it, suddenly you're happy. Just like taking LSD, you're happy. Until the 50th time you take it and you have a bad trip. And, you know, talk about the cases, real cases of people jumping out of windows, eating their fingers, thinking they're Cheetos. Police get there and the person's eating three of their five fingers off and chewing, going, Cheeto. These are real cases. People gouge their eyeballs out. But see, LSD affects other areas of the brain, and so you might see pink elephants. You might see the walls breathing. And you don't take LSD every day. No, no. The Prozac-type drugs just put you into a dreamlike state. So when you have a bad trip, look out. There's going to be hell to pay. That's what we're turning this planet into, a literal Hades. And so I look at these reports, and sure enough, I mean, folks, the next time there's a mass shooting, I mean, we're batting a perfect score here. I mean, we're hitting a hole in one every time here. I've never seen a case where it wasn't gang-related, where a mass shooting, the person wasn't on these drugs. I mean, even when it's the angry employee that goes in the post office or goes in the tire factory and shoots his boss, and still they're on these drugs. And, you know, maybe the psychologists that argue for this, maybe they're right in a way. You know, they, even though the studies say they're wrong, maybe in a way they're right when they say, well, I'll tell you what, these people are already disturbed, and so it's not the drug's fault. Clearly, these are disturbed individuals. So we do have to add that into the equation, but it's the drugs that push them over the edge and knock out their impulse control. So, you know, it's not a good idea, you know, oh, here, let's give some LSD to the guy that's already got problems. Here, let's give, and then in some of the other shootings, very few of them, usually they're on both. They're on the amphetamine-type drugs. In fact, we've never seen one where they were just on the amphetamine drugs. Actually, they're usually on a couple of them. I think about Harris and Kleibold, and I don't know. I don't want to belabor this all day long, but I know so many people that have put their children on these drugs. I know so many people. You know, they pulled Fen-Phen off the market because it made your heart valves disintegrate. They pulled that other drug off the market for arthritis because it messes up your arteries. And the problems associated with those real medical drugs are much smaller in the aggregate compared to what serotonin reuptake inhibitors are doing. And so, why aren't they pulling them? Because the government and the people that control the government, the crime syndicate, they have a desire with the mind sciences to drug the entire population. That's their stated goal. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Decorated 9/11 rescuer Sergeant Matthew Tartaglia will be joining us to talk about the lies of 9/11, what he saw at Ground Zero, the health effects on himself and his team. We've got Dr. Breeding joining us coming up here in just a few minutes. He's at the Texas Legislature fighting Lord Bush and the Democrats on the new Freedom Initiative they're trying to pass through the state right now. They got the federal funding, and now they're passing it through all over the country. Forced psychological testing of every school-aged child right through 18 years of age, and Illinois wants to start with adults. And the drug companies wrote up the guidelines. By the way, the new class of drugs they're going to be pushing, because the old ones are running out, their patents are ending, so they're becoming generic, so there's not the big profit in forcing them on your children. Now they're shifting over to these drugs that don't just engage in serotonin reuptake inhibitors, but affect other chemicals in the brain, other base chemicals. So it's going from bad to worse, going from purgatory directly into the ninth circle of Dante's Inferno. And we'll tell you about that Texas bill. And by the way, this is going on in a bunch of other states all over the country that have legislatures in session, that are in legislative sessions, are right now trying to pass similar pieces of legislation. So you better get on the ball or you'll be wondering why they're knocking on your door, even if you're homeschooled. Hello, the van is here. We're here to take your child for psychological evaluation. It's all part of the freedom of America. Why don't you go put some psychologists on the border? Why don't you do something about our sovereignty? Now it's the law. It's conservative. Oh, boy. Bush did it. It must be good. It's the same government that puts fluoride in your water. Doesn't matter if there's thousands of studies saying it's deadly. Just drink it, because the government says it's good. The government wouldn't lie to you. Dehydration death called cruel and agonizing. Expert debunks myth of no food, water being painless way to die. Got a World Net Daily article here. Meanwhile, there's an Associated Press article with an expert saying it's a wonderful way to die. Oh, it's so compassionate. She doesn't feel any pain. And, of course, this doctor that Jeb Bush appointed is the one traipsing around saying she's a vegetable when she's not a vegetable. A bunch of other neurologists and experts have looked at her and said that she's not in a vegetative or consistent, persistent vegetative state. And the poor lady that we've been fighting for 4 years since I learned of her plight is now 6 days into having food and water denied. And they're trying to go back to the Supreme Court now, trying to exhaust every avenue. Jeb Bush could order the CPS, which also has its adult division in. But see, there's nothing in it for them to protect old people in nursing homes or paralyzed women. No, no, they want the future. They want the children to drug them and dumb them down and turn them into little sociopaths to serve the corporate Borg. They could care less about really protecting the old people who really are abused in this country. Oh, no. I mean, you imagine. I don't recommend you try it because I'm against abusing animals, but why don't you take a dog out and, let's say your dog gets hit by a car, its neck's broken, they'll put it in a cage out in your front yard for 3 or 4 days, no water or food, instead of, even putting it down. Just this isn't even a debate about euthanasia, which, by the way, I'm against, because then it always leads to what we see now, and the Nazis were for it, and they didn't have very many good ideas, did they, folks? But, I don't know, it's just so disgusting. The debate should be, because this is a debate they can't win, how they're killing her. I mean, literally, folks, they're denying her food and water. And I know it's been said 5,000 times, but something you can't do to a convicted child molester. You can't have cruel and unusual punishment. You couldn't imagine if they took, let's say, an axe murderer or a bank robber who shot a bank teller, and imagine if they took them and dehydrated them to death. Imagine the outcry from the ACLU and all these people. But you don't hear anything for this poor lady. So if no one goes to her rescue, I've seen the images on the news wires of little children being arrested trying to bring her glasses of water. I mean, that's how sick and perverted things have gotten, that now children are trying to bring her water. And there are the police always protecting the New World Order, always following their unconstitutional orders.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Taiwan president to join march against China's new law. China's passed a law authorizing themselves to brutally attack the free nation of Taiwan, or the Republic of China, as it's called. Here's another article, Chicago Tribune. Surveillance cameras to cover every inch of Chicago town. And, of course, their face scanning and license plate reading. You talk about Brave New World. This is it. More on Wolfowitz and his World Bank appointment, and, of course, the Terry Schindler case. And in the middle of the next hour, we have a rescue worker, highly decorated, from the World Trade Center disaster to expose what really happened there. Not just how they weren't given medical treatment for the asbestos, but how the official story is a fraud. You don't want to miss that coming up in the middle of the next hour. Here in about 4 or 5 minutes, we're going to be going to Dr. John Breeding, who is here at the state level in Texas fighting the New Freedom Initiative that Congress passed late last year, late in the session, the forced psychological testing. And I also want to get his response to what we knew was going to come out. It always does, literally always does. The mass shooter up at the public school at the Indian Reservation in northern Minnesota was on Prozac. So that's coming up in a few minutes. First off, listen, my new film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, is out. It's the best video I've ever produced. It is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It covers the police state, the sound weapons, the military on the streets, the surveillance blimps, reporters being arrested at the RNC. That's the first 35 minutes. Then we spend an hour on 9/11, most powerful 9/11 film out there, bar none, just in that hour. We detail how the globalists carried out the attacks. And then the last hour, we get into the order of death, the Bush-Nazi connection, the Arnold Nazi connection, the Bohemian Grove Skull and Bones Nazi connection. We tie it all together and show you the ideology, the philosophy of these psychopaths and their religion of death that matches their souls. It is an unusual film, to say the least. It is different. It is the truth. It is where the evidence led me. And it's $25.95. If you order three or more of any of the 12 films I produce, they drop down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount. But I suggest all of you get Martial Law today. Do not wait, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. You can watch lengthy clips of the film there, of course, before you order it. You can also call toll-free to get the new film, 1-888-253-3139. 6 months in the making, and it is now out. 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at Infowars.com. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all 12 of my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films, my weekly TV show, my best audio interviews, like the one you're about to hear. It'll be posted there with Dr. Breeding. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. We only charge that to pay for the bandwidth. PrisonPlanet.tv, get instant access to all of it. All right, bringing her up on the air with us here real quick, I appreciate her joining us, is Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts of the Big Berkey, and it's made right here in America. And I have an article here, Fluoride, Stupidity, and Population Control. Controversial fluoride is one of the basic ingredients in Prozac and sarin nerve gas. But that didn't stop the Pentagon lobbying to put it in our water 50 years ago. That's just one of the things you don't want to drink. The Ritalin and Prozac is in many of the water supplies, the herbicides, the pesticides. If you're drinking, folks, after you've been drinking filtered water, really purified water, for a few weeks, then try to drink tap water. It is disgusting. You can't trust the bottled water. I mean, there's so many articles on that, it's crazy. Debbie, thanks for joining us. Real quick, tell folks how to order the Big Berkey.
Give me a call toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to our website, which is berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BERKEYWATER.com.
And, Debbie, I mean, I don't like to sit here and beat this drum, but I know so many good friends and family that still drink tap water, and they know how bad the water is. I mean, anybody can go buy water testers at the pool supply place, even if you don't have a pool. Just go buy it and test the water, and, I mean, it's horrible.
That's right. And by filtering your water, you're taking control of your life. You know what you're getting, and that's the least we could do. You know, you were talking about, you know, the lady on the news in Florida is just so terrible. And I was thinking yesterday when I heard about that, how so many of my customers call and they thank me so much for fresh water. And when I heard her parents on the radio begging not to let their daughter die of thirst, this broke my heart, you know. So please take control of your water.
Water is life, folks, and they got a bunch of different units, from little bitty handheld things to beautiful systems that sit on your table or your desk or out in the garage, wherever. They're really easy to put together. I've bought, I don't know, about seven or eight of these over the years. I own three of them myself. I've given three or four as gifts. I guess I've actually given more than that as gifts. I've given them to family, special friends of mine. You really need to stop drinking the water I mean, look at how many other bad things the government's been caught doing just from incompetence, much less via premeditated activities. 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. Give Debbie a call. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special, and you'll save a lot of money. And, yes, it's made in America. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and look at the different systems. Look at the different free gifts you get when you order one of the systems. Just in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want at BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. And if my line is busy, please leave a good number that I can reach you during the day, and I will get back with you.
God bless you, Debbie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Folks, I mean, most Americans, number one, you're supposed to drink, I forget, what is it, 8 10-ounce glasses of water a day? I know that, and I don't do it. When I do, I feel a lot better. A lot of times if I feel tired or have a headache, I can drink a couple big glasses of water, I feel better. It's really simple stuff like that. I know that cell phones are bad for me, but I still don't use the wireless hands-free set a lot. I need to. There's hundreds of studies about how bad cell phone radiation is. You know, there's so many things we know are really bad for us, but we still do it. And it's part of a process for all of us. But you talk about the dangers of drugs. What about just chemicals, period? And here to discuss that with us is Dr. Breeding. He's an incredible author and researcher and just a good egg all around. And he valiantly has fought all across the country at legislatures against forced drugging, forced psychological testing, which is really part of the new eugenics. We had Wall Street Journal and best-selling author Wesley Smith on yesterday talking about eugenics under different names today, and drugging is part of that, part of this eugenics model. Dr. Breeding, thanks for coming back on with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for supporting us with this effort.
We are
under siege in all around the country and in Texas specifically with this new freedom initiative to take it to another level. As if 10 million school-aged children in this country on psych drugs is not enough, we now have this so-called New Freedom Initiative, which of course really means New Intrusion Initiative, to give supposed access to children who need help, which really means recruiting children to be labeled and drugged. So it's definitely an Orwellian thing, and it's definitely something that everybody needs to be really aware that is happening right now, and we need everybody's help in terms of convincing some of these legislators to reject these principles.
Well, this is something that's wildly unpopular across the political spectrum, but Republicans and Democrats together continue to vote for it. But before we get into how they passed New Freedom last year, what it does, now we're fighting it at the state level, and they're being very open about it. Before we do that, I want to talk about this latest mass shooting, 10 people dead. He was the 10th person. This teenager, in every case, Dr. Breeding, I mean, I haven't seen cases where they're not. I predicted it. Wasn't a hard prediction. He was on Prozac.
Yeah, we've learned, and just as you have, Alex, over the years, that whenever you see one of these so-called senseless violence accidents, one of these school shootings or going postal or any of these kind of apparently senseless kind of goings off and killings, that we all, it comes out, and then we always say, well, just hang out. We'll, as soon as we get the information, you know, that we'll find out that this person's on a psychiatric drug and most likely a specific class of psychiatric drugs, meaning the so-called serotonin drugs, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Effexor, Remeron, Celexa, those types of drugs. And now we know that strongly enough that we get the data usually within a couple of days, whereas before it would come out months later. And so, yeah, you look at this guy Weiss, or Weiss, however you pronounce his name, and see that in the paper, and then you know, you say, okay, well, when are we going to get the data? And then just a day or two later, we find out, yeah, okay, he's been involved in psychiatry, he's been involved in treatment, and specifically he's been on Prozac. And we know that this class of drugs is known to trigger an adverse reaction, an agitation kind of state, and a toxic psychosis kind of state in a percentage of people who take them.
And that's especially in young people, right?
Well, I don't know. I think young people in general are more vulnerable because they don't metabolize the drug as well as
and they haven't learned
older people, but the same trend really is there in older people as well.
Yeah, the mothers killing their children, cutting their arms off, drowning them, shooting them.
Andrea Yates, the big case in Houston a couple of years ago, drowned her children. She was on two of these drugs. The original case, the West Becker case, the guy who went so-called go postal and shot all those people. And so you see, you know, the famous, what was his name, Hartman, the Good Morning America guy.
His wife.
Yeah. So you see the same dynamic with adults, but it's gotten more attention with the young people because of the school shootings and all that, where we see this recurrent pattern.
Now, I want to briefly talk about why, because I talked about this earlier just from what I've read and what other doctors have said here on air, Dr. Breeding, but isn't it really that it switches off the impulse control in these people and literally puts them in like a mesmerized type state?
Well, that's a result, you know. I mean, here's the basic physiology, as I understand it, you know. One is that the basic effects profile of this class of drugs, these serotonin drugs, is basically an amphetamine effect profile. And then you get this basic, you get this basic response that the drug triggers a adrenaline and cortisol. These are the so-called stress hormones, you know, that create a fight or flight kind of response in the body. So you get this arousal response, and then, you know, you keep that going a little bit, and pretty soon you get a deficiency condition where somebody really reacts, or you just get a toxic reaction with a certain percentage of people, and you get a sleep deprivation cycle, and then you get this so-called REM sleep, this rapid eye movement sleep kind of disruption, and people get psychotic in the sense that they start to confuse their dream state with their outer reality.
And everybody knows that speedheads, I mean, this happens in the military, they keep guys up for a week on drugs, suddenly the platoon starts killing each other.
Yeah. So you get these reactions that have to do with the derangement of the system and a derangement of the regular forces that kind of regulate consciousness. And a certain percentage of people, just for various reasons, it affects them severely. And there's also another term that we use called akathisia, which refers to a state of kind of real intense agitation and restlessness, and you can't stand being inside your skin. And usually when we see these suicidal or homicidal kind of actions, it's precipitated by this kind of toxic central nervous system kind of state reaction. And that's where you see the incidences of suicide as well, like with my friend Glenn McIntosh here in town and his daughter.
Now, I've looked at all the studies. We've had you and others on to talk about it, but it's not our opinion. It's the truth, but correct me if I'm wrong. They try to claim, well, the drugs aren't causing it. These are people who already have problems. But then they've done studies. No, you take people with problems, you put them on serotonin-type drugs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they get worse. You put them on sugar pill, they get better. So how is that? I mean, the media has been really good at trying to spin that.
Well, the argument is always that, you know, no, it's not the drug, it's the so-called disease, the so-called illness, you know, it's their clinical depression or whatever, you know, or their schizophrenia or whatever. But you got it, you know, there's some real basic problems with that. One is there's no evidence that there's any kind of real disease anyway going on biologically or genetically. And then secondly, it's not just the, quote, anecdotal evidence, meaning this pattern of killings that we're talking about and suicides that we're talking about. It's also in the actual clinical and research trials that a higher percentage of people who get the drugs go into suicidal or aggressive responses than people who don't get the drugs. So, you know, the research data supports it, that there's a certain percentage of people who have these reactions as well as the actual experiential kind of stuff of people out there that we see this going on, that leads us to, whenever you see a school shooting like this or whatever, the first question to ask nowadays is always, well, what drugs are they on?
I mean, I'm hard-pressed.
Drugs in the sense of, like, we think of heroin or cocaine or whatever, but we're talking about legally prescribed supposed medicines.
Well, I'm hard-pressed to find cases where they're not on these drugs. Shifting gears back to the New Freedom Initiative, if we've got already such a large portion of our children on these drugs and a huge percentage of adults on them, I guess we're only going to see an increased rise then in violence as they put more children on drugs. We're about to break, but in a nutshell, what is the New Freedom Initiative? Then we'll come back and talk about how they're implementing it.
The President's Commission, called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, came out summer before last with their recommendations for the mental health system in this country. The pharmaceutical industry played a major role in the development of those recommendations. They cover every spectrum of society, including the schools. And we'll give you the details after the break.
Yeah, we'll be right back, folks. And listen, where I live in Texas, everything we've talked about all these years is happening. Toll roads to be on all the major streets. Forced psychological testing and drugging. It's coming to your state, too. I mean, I'm living it. What are you going to do when they come knocking on your door?
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, welcome back. Piece by piece, brick by brick, they're building the prison around us. All we have to do is say no. I mean, as free human beings, we have a right to not be forced into psychological testing and drugging. But the state is claiming they have the right to do this to us, despite the fact that it's not just unconstitutional, but wildly unpopular. In major polls, 90-plus percent of Americans are against this New Freedom Initiative. But still, Republicans and Democrats passed it overwhelmingly. Now we see it being implemented at the state level. And Dr. Breeding, that now brings us to Texas, where they're being quite honest about the new bill they've introduced to conform to federal standards to get that money.
Yeah, it's actually even more of a frontal assault than I thought it was when we talked a couple of days ago. There is a bill that we were testifying on specifically that I want to tell you about. But there's actually three bills now that all are involved in implementing new freedom recommendations here in Texas. But the one that I was involved in on Thursday was with the Representative Davis, who's out of the Houston area. And he was very upfront in introducing the bill, which was ostensibly was to kind of restructure mental health system here in Texas. But he was very upfront that his main goal was to follow the guidelines of the New Freedom recommendations and to implement those in Texas. And it's House Bill 470, and it has three parts that are very specific that we're very concentrated in demanding that these parts of this bill this language be stripped from the bill. And so one thing I'm going to be asking your listeners is to call his office. The first part is, of course, and this is fairly typical for this kind of thing, is that it starts out saying that this subchapter of the law prevails over any other law. So basically, any other law that's relevant to civil rights or informed consent or whatever is gone by the wayside. This prevails over any other law. And that would include, for example, the laws that we managed to pass in 2003 in Texas, which says that schools cannot recommend and suggest drugs to parents, and schools cannot require that children take drugs as a condition of attending school, and parents cannot be threatened with accusations of medical neglect if they don't like the idea of drugging their kids. So this bill, first of all, overrides any other law. Secondly, it says that we want to make early mental health screening and referral a common practice in the schools. And the third part is that it wants to make sure that there's behavioral health authorities that are interfaced with the structure of the schools to screen every child, to make sure, in effect, it's going to be that each school district has mental health clinics in the schools that screen and evaluate every child, which is estimated that at least 20% of those kids would then be referred for further evaluation and treatment, which basically means, in this climate, psych drugs. So instead of the estimated now, it's maybe between 10-15% maybe the kids are already on psych drugs. They want to basically double that so that you're looking at, you know, 1 out of 4, 1 out of 3 kids on psych drugs. And that's House Bill 470. Representative Davis, his number is at the Capitol, is area code 512-463-0734. 463-0734. That's Representative Davis in the Houston area, especially if you're a constituent, but anybody, to call his office and say, we want the new Freedom Commission recommendation stripped out of that bill. We do not want mental health screening in the schools for our children.
I bet $1 million he gets lots of money from the drug companies.
And then the other is Senator Jane Nelson.
We got a break. Stay right there.
Okay.
We'll come back, get those numbers out again in the next hour. Going to have Dr. Breeding for another 30 minutes with us, and we're going to have a 9/11 rescue hero on with us. Talk about September 11th, continue with the Terry Chandler case and a lot more. We'll be right back with the second hour. Don't forget my website. It's prisonplanet.tv.
Hello, folks.